agriculture is the backbone of our state's economy. As the Lieutenant Governor mentioned, it's the number one part of our economy. It's the reason we are in better shape than the rest of the country, is because of agriculture and the relative strength of agriculture, even as we face these challenging times, potentially with the drought. In fact, I was on national TV a couple weeks ago, and they wanted to talk about, well, why is Nebraska in better shape than the rest of the country? And I always tell them two very, very important reasons. Number one, and LaVon alluded to this, we have a lot more common sense out here in Nebraska than they do in Washington, D.C. We understand that one, okay? Secondly, yeah, we should be clapping for it because they need to learn from us. Secondly, I tell them all the time, and you understand this, we believe in a novel financial concept out here in Nebraska you've never heard about in the nation's capital. We don't spend money we don't have. Think about it. You do it with your family budget, your farm budget, our business budgets, and in government. And therefore, we are in a lot better shape than the rest of the country. Think about it. We're second on cattle on feed, third in corn production, sixth in soybean production, second leading ethanol producer in America. We have the second lowest unemployment rate at 3.8%. That is a reflection of the strength of what we're doing in agriculture today. So we're here to say thank you to you for what you do for the state every single day. And, you know, you're in a position where you're now feeding the world, and that's why I put such an emphasis on exports since I've been governor. We've had 12 different trade missions, two reverse trade missions. I've gone everywhere from Cuba to China to try to do everything I can for Nebraska agriculture, for Nebraska businesses,